USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is expressing confidence a deal will be reached on the debt ceiling.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
The president, speaking at a news conference from the G7 summit in Japan, said he's not at all concerned about the talks with Republican leaders, which stopped and restarted on Friday. No new negotiations are scheduled for today. There's going to be a joint effort to train Ukrainian pilots on the F-16 fighter jet. President Biden reportedly informed world leaders of his decision that the U.S. would add support during the G7 summit. Ukraine is expecting to get those jets this fall. Senator Tim Scott is filing to run for president in 2024. The South Carolina lawmaker joins a growing field of Republican candidates, including former President Donald Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Two new gun control laws are coming to the state of Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz signed those bills on Friday.
If anyone in America doubts that we are going to do everything to protect our children, I said, watch us.
The new laws will establish universal background checks and allow the removal of firearms from people who eminently pose a threat to others. There's been another successful SpaceX rocket launch.
Successful liftoff of Falcon 9 from Space Launch Complex 4 East at the Vandenberg Space Force Base. We're carrying the Iridium OneWeb satellites.
The Falcon 9 rocket blasted off just before 6 this morning, carrying satellites for the Iridium and OneWeb companies. It's the second launch for SpaceX in 2 days. All eyes in the horse racing world are on Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore today for the 148th running of the Preakness Stakes. 8 horses are running in the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, including Kentucky Derby winner Mage. The race expected to begin around 6:50 Eastern Time. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The contaminated eye drops outbreak is growing. The CDC reports another death linked to the recalled Delsym Pharma and Esricare eye drops. The tainted eye drops are now linked to 4 deaths in the United States and 81 cases of extensive vision loss in 18 states. Brownsville, Texas is being called ground zero for illegal border crossings by Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
This is the state of Texas, and we have every right to secure our border, and that's exactly what we are doing.
Abbott said the Texas National Guard is doing a great job of holding the line against the migrant surge. It's going to be a hot summer for most of the United States. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration shows that 2023 will likely fall under the top 10 warmest years on record. The East Coast, South, West Coast, and the Rockies are all expected to experience scorching conditions. Jimmy Buffett is on the mend after being hospitalized in Boston.
The Margaritaville singer, who's 76, said in a letter shared to Twitter that he'd been admitted to the hospital after a checkup to address some issues that needed immediate attention and would have to reschedule his show in Charleston, South Carolina. He ended his Twitter letter with the words, "Not yet." I'm Corey Myers.
And the movie John Wick Chapter 4 has made more than $425 million since its release in March. That has pushed the John Wick series over the $1 billion mark at the box office. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.